Hello? Is anyone there? Oh, good. I was hoping it would be you. Who am I? Well, I'm like you. Another lost soul trapped in this house. Terrifying, isn't it? All these rooms, all these doors. Not knowing what may be behind anyone. I wonder, have you encountered any monsters yet? Really? I suppose you're lucky then. I've heard some really nasty creatures are creeping around the place. I suppose it's a good thing I called. Imagine being on your own. Right. Yeah, I was surprised I could reach you, too. My reception's been dead since I entered this place. Strange quirk of the architecture, maybe. Or perhaps the owner just loves scary movies and wanted to ramp up the fear factor in here. You like scary movies, don't you? Brave man, wandering into a haunted house in the middle of the spooky season. I figure you've got to enjoy at least some of the classics to try something like this, don't you? Oh, that's your favorite? Interesting choice. You know, I'm much more of a classic slasher gal myself. You know, something about the unsuspecting victim. The thrill of the hunt and then that moment of inevitability. Where the victim realizes that they're completely fucked. I know I'm meant to sympathize with them, but I can't help but side with the killer. I love that look of terror in the eyes of the victim. Their pleading cries, the desperate struggle. I wonder what you'd look like if you were in that same circumstance. Oh, come on. Don't be like that. I'm just teasing. Besides, I'm the best entertainment you're going to get in here. That's a good boy. Now, why don't we play a game to pass the time? Maybe have some fun. You try to guess what I'm wearing, and then I'll guess what you are. Something to take your mind off the scary house. Sounds good, right? Excellent. Now, you go first. Not quite. I'm wearing significantly less than you'd expect. Now, my turn. I think... You're wearing some nice jeans and an adorable band t-shirt. You've got your flashlight out and are looking panicked around the room, trying to figure out how I know exactly what you're wearing. Oh no, don't sound so scared. I'm just trying to have some fun playing games with you. Who am I? I told you. I'm another lost soul trapped in this house. Of course, I didn't say I was trying to get out. Quite the opposite. I've had my eye on you for quite a while. So when I saw you entering this house, I just had to follow you in. I was worried I lost you for a while, but then I saw your number on my phone and, well, I guess the house just wants me to have you. Where am I? Don't you worry your head with that. You'll be seeing me soon enough. Surprise. Oh, no. Come here. Come here. Okay. You stay right there. Yeah. There we go. Maybe you've got some brains after all. Or maybe it's just the knife against your throat that has you thinking extra hard about doing anything rash. I'd be careful if I were you. One wrong move and I'll gut you like a fish. I mean, it's not what I planned on using the knife for, but I'm open to improvising. What do I want with you? Oh, come on, baby. Isn't it obvious? The way I'm dressed and almost nothing but my mask pinning you against the wall. My big, beautiful breast pressed tight against your chest. My knee pushed up between your legs. I can feel how hard you are. It's delightful, seeing that mixture of fear and arousal in your eyes. You can deny it all you want, but I know you want me to fuck you. And if you didn't, well, that's never stopped me before. Now hold still while I cut these clothes off you. Oh, my, my. I knew you looked like some fun, but I didn't expect you to be such a good time. Give me that cock and stop struggling. Remember who's in control here, slut. That's right. You're already nice and hard for me. Let me just... Perfect. Oh, your cock feels so good. Such a nice big dick. If I wasn't wearing a mask, I'd fucking blow you right now. But, I mean, if you saw who I was, well, that ruins half the fun of the mystery, doesn't it? No, it's much better this way. My knife at your neck and my hand on your dick. The two most primal emotions warring inside you. Forget fight or flight. This is fear and fuck. Fuck, look at you. So embarrassed that you're being turned on by a psycho killer. For all you know, I could be a complete stranger. An obsessed stalker who wants nothing more than to have her way with you. To make you come and come and come while you scream for mercy. And leave you discarded like a used piece of trash. Then again, how does that trope go? It's always someone you know. Perhaps I'm that girl next door that you've always had a crush on. Or that cute coworker you're convinced hates your guts. Or your friend's little sister. You know, the one who graduated college recently. I know you've had fantasies about all of them. That's the kind of guy you are. And here you are, being given a handjob by a beautiful woman, and all you're doing is begging me to stop. Pathetic. If anything, I'm just getting started. Now, lie down, slut. Now that I've got that cock nice and ready for me, you're gonna give me what I want. I said, lie down, slut. Don't fight it. I'd hate for this knife to slip. Actually, no. I wouldn't hate that. There we go. Such an obedient thing. Now, I want you to fuck me hard. Oh, yeah, your cock feels so good. Even better than I could have imagined. Yeah, it was made for my cunt. The way it slides in, fits fucking perfect. Oh, I feel so full. And you're not even all the way in. Oh, come on. Deeper, slut. I said, deeper. Don't go all shy on me now. You can protest all you want, but your cock doesn't lie. You want this. Oh, fuck. Being raped by a stranger turns you on, doesn't it? Yeah, seeing my breasts bounce up and down as I take what I want from you, give you what you need in return. Because you need this, don't you? Oh, that's why you wandered into a haunted house all alone. You're looking for some kind of thrill. Anything to spice up your boring life. Well, sugar, meat spice. Oh, you're too much fun. Keep going, baby. Let me make you feel good. It does feel good, doesn't it? Oh, my tight cunt, nice and wet against your bulging cock. My hands roaming up and down your chest. Pinching your nipples. Oh, fuck. Probing that mouth of yours with my fingers. Tracing your name across your chest with the tip of a knife. Oh, fuck. Can you imagine what it would feel like if I slipped? Oh, lost in the pleasure. Knife piercing flush. Oh, perhaps that's an idea. Oh, you want to know who I am? Oh, how about this? If you want to know so bad, I'll carve my name in your chest. So everybody knows who you belong to. And then, once you've made me come, you can see what I've written. Oh, no, that doesn't sound good. Oh, baby. Okay. I mean, if you don't want me to do that, then maybe I start using the knife on some of your other body parts. Oh, all I need is that pretty face. And this, oh, fuck, divine cock. Oh, there we are. I knew you'd come around. Oh, you sound so good begging me like that. Please mark me. Please don't stop. Oh, here we go. Oh, look at you. You're trying so hard to put on a strong face. Oh, it's okay. You could cry for me. I love it when they cry. I love seeing you writhe and squirm and scream. You're such a sexy thing. I can't wait to show you my handiwork. Oh, come on. Don't stop fucking me, baby. Don't let this distract you. I'm so close. Oh, keep fucking me while I mark you as mine. Oh, just a couple more letters. Oh. Oh, we're almost done, baby. Just keep going. Keep begging. Oh, yeah, keep crying. Oh, keep fucking me. Oh, fuck, yes. Fuck. Oh, baby. Oh, you make such a beautiful mess. Stained in blood and sweat and tears. Oh, and look at this. Your blood is all over my knife. And I was trying so hard to keep the cut shallow. Be a darling and stick your tongue out for me. Help me clean this off. Oh my God. You are a depraved thing. How did it taste? I bet it was good, wasn't it? So good. Such a good job, baby. Now, do you want to know what I wrote? Let me just... There you go. Look at this. Mistresses. Isn't that great? Now everybody will know you're mine. That's beautiful. Oh, baby. You're so much fun. We're gonna have such a good time together.